HR 1238. I picked HR 1238 because it was the most recent bill passed by Congress. The act may be cited as the Securing Our Agriculture and Food Act. I would cite it as the act to send a bunch of city slickers out into the country to try to swindle and terrorize the locals. Or how about the Wasting More Taxpayer Dollars and Screwing Up Agriculture Act? Or the act may be cited as Securing Our Agriculture and Food Act. So who is included in the hour called out in the citation? I get the funny feeling that me and my friends and family are not included in that hour. Someone will benefit, and the rest of us will suffer. I couldn't figure out who will benefit from reading the bill. I'm sure you could take a guess by doing research, but wouldn't it be much better and save a lot of time if those beneficiaries were named in the bill? The bill says it's an act to make the Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security for Health Affairs responsible for coordinating the efforts of the Department of Homeland Security related to food, agriculture, and veterinary defense against terrorism and for other purposes. So what is veterinary defense? Cows with M16s and grenade launchers? What are the other purposes? Aren't we supposed to be told all the purposes of a bill? Down toward the end of the bill, it says, C, Rule of Construction. Nothing in this section may be construed as altering or superseding the authority of the Secretary of Agriculture or the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The first part of the bill says an assistant secretary will do this and that. I suppose Section C could be saying that the secretary can tell the assistant secretary what to do, regardless of what this bill says. On the other hand, the rule of construction seems to be the only thing in Section C. So does it even mean anything with respect to the other sections of the document? How much is this bill going to cost? And what benefits will the public receive from spending this money? The bill seems to be completely silent on the cost and very ambiguous about what the people who carry out the functions of that bill will actually do. The bill says, A. Program required. The secretary, acting through the assistant secretary for health affairs, shall carry out a program, and etc., etc., and etc. The bill is saying it's going to tell the secretary what to do. I thought that was against the rule of construction. It also doesn't specify which secretary. There's a lot of secretaries in the world. I think it would have been better to at least give us a hint. Maybe they mean the Secretary of Agriculture or the Secretary of Health and Human Services, cited in the rule of construction. Or maybe they mean any other secretary in the world. Or maybe it's some secret code only understood by Washington bureaucrats. You could go on forever about the logical flaws and other problems with this bill as an instrument of communication. But that would be missing the point. The bill is not an instrument of communication. It's an instrument of obfuscation. The bill is meant to be boring and confusing in an attempt to hide what these people are actually up to. That's business as usual in Washington, D.C. The bill makes no reference to the number of terrorist attacks there have ever been on the agricultural system of the USA. Could that be because there haven't been any? Could it be that the probability that there will ever be any attacks on the US agricultural system is vanishingly small? The bill does not mention that the USA has destroyed or damaged the agricultural systems of many countries throughout the world with its wars of colonization. Maybe if we stop doing that, we could worry less about blowback affecting our own agricultural system. If we want to be terrified of something, the prospect that a bunch of arrogant, dimwit bureaucrats are going to spend an unknown sum of money doing who knows what on the basis of this piece of paper frightens me a lot more than the prospect of Muslim terrorists attacking Bessie the cow. Even for cows, freedom works. Always and for everyone, slavery sucks.